Hello and welcome back to another edition of Podcasts from the Edge with me, Peter Bruce. I'm flying solo this time, but this is a portentous week for President Cyril Ramaphosa, and I thought it might be better not to get anyone else involved in what I want to say. You'll remember about 7, 8 years ago or so, Ramaphosa and his then Trade and Industry Minister, Ibrahim Patel, concocted a series of what they call South African investment conferences in a bid to gather a glittering audience in a room that the president could address with PowerPoint graphics and pledges supplied by Patel and the DTIC staff. Ramaphosa pledged he would raise, this was in about 2018, 1.2 trillion rand in 5 years. And a trillion rand is 1,000 billion, so it sounded like a lot of money. And if you could raise that much, what could South Africa not achieve? That was all part of Ramaphosa's initial flurry of good news activity when he took office in early 2018. You'll also remember he sent investment ambassadors off to all corners of the earth to spread the good news about his coming. COVID messed a lot of this up, but the president was undaunted. His first investment conference in October 2018 raised 290 billion rand, worth, among others, people like Mercedes-Benz, South Africa pledging 10 billion, Naspers, 6 billion, Anglo-American more than 70 billion. And I made that skeptical gesture around the number raised. It's actually the word raised. Because while this conference this week is his sixth investment conference, and while his target is even more ambitious, there's actually very little ambition involved at all. And the money involved, the money thus raised, makes very little difference to us in the great scheme of things. What I mean is this. It's generally accepted that gross fixed capital investment, which is what Ramaphosa is chasing here, is a good thing. It's the fixed investment in things, in factories and houses and all sorts of concrete things that we can see, railway lines and airports. It's the fixed investment that creates a job, not someone buying our bonds or buying shares, you know, in New York, but in the JSE. Though both of those are good things, but for other reasons. Conventional wisdom is that in order to grow 3% or more in terms of GDP, a country really needs to attract gross fixed capital investment of around 25% of its GDP. And the evidence of this is easy to find. World Bank measures our gross fixed capital formation at the moment at around 15% of GDP. In 2024, the global average was 26% of GDP. So at 15%, we are in the loser group, really. We were there with Chad and Tunisia and Libya. And the point about economic growth is that it measures your ability to absorb your growing population in productive work of some sort. At 15% fixed investment, you're not moving the dial on growth at all. People are leaving school or university and going into unemployment. At 25%, you are moving the dial. At 30%, you seriously are. To calculate or measure the successes at these investment conferences, Ramaphosa would have his trade and industry minister, now Parks Tower, contact as many companies as possible to see what it is that they might be investing in this particular year and write it down and put it into a presentation. For the overwhelming part, they'll report a number that more or less matches their planned operational spend for the year. Money, in other words, they would have spent on maintenance or whatever, whether or not there was an investment conference at all. The big cheat in the annual investment conferences, though, is that Ramaphosa, and this is my opinion, knowingly and deliberately sets the investment target low. This makes him look good when it's reached. So take the first target. 1.2 trillion rand over 5 years. That means he was looking, if you divide it by five, 1.2 trillion, you get to 240 billion rand a year. Our GDP then was around 380 billion rand a year. Dollars, I do apologize, $380 billion, which converted at the currency, at the exchange rate of the time, was around 4.9 trillion, right? 4.9 thousand billion rand. The 240 billion rand he was looking for to meet his target was less than 5% of that, a drop in the ocean, a sleight of hand designed to impress whoever, especially when the total raised reached, in fact, 1.5 trillion, which is a little better than he'd argued, but which still made no difference at all to the performance of the economy. But perhaps the first round was just practice. This time, the target has been raised significantly. The 2026 conference marks a strategic transition from high-level planning to a focused phase of delivery, the presidency says on its website this week. The conference aims to mobilize investors as South Africa targets an additional 2 trillion in investment commitments over the next 5 years, building on the success of the first five conferences, which collectively secured 1.5 trillion in commitments, with over 600 billion already invested in the economy. Well, we will see. First of all, there's already some confusion because the presidency subsequently said the target was 2 trillion in 3 years to 2028, not five. And then there's obviously the small matter of when, not if, Donald Trump's deranged war on Iran will dump the world and us into recession. But let's not fuss about detail, and let's take the optimistic road here. 2 trillion rand over 3 years, according to one version of the presidency, from the presidency this week, is around 700 billion rand a year. And our GDP by now has risen to around 430 billion now from the roughly 380 billion in 2018. 430 billion is around about 7.4 trillion rand. So Cyril is still chasing a fixed investment target of around 10% of GDP. It's much more ambitious than before, but even if my calculations are wildly wrong, and he's going to get to 15, it isn't going to do us much good, or the unemployed much good. Where he expects the other 15% to come from, to add to his 10, and to get to 25, is a complete mystery. The only other wand he has to wave at the economy is transformation, but that merely changes the economy's color, not its size or what it does. I think the message here is not to get too excited about investment pledges, although you'll be hearing a lot about them in the next couple of days. And it's also worth remembering that as this investment conference gets underway, a large slice of our productive hard economy, the production of ferrochrome for use in our steel industry and for export to the world, is on the very brink of collapse this very week. If by Wednesday, April 1, Eskom is unable to guarantee the last few remaining ferrochrome smelters or furnaces a viable electricity tariff, they will all shut down, meaning that of the 59 furnaces we had operating 20 years ago, none will be left. We will now dig up the chromite rock, buried under our, under our feet, and load it unprocessed on a ship, probably for China. The industry and Eskom have been negotiating for 4 months, and the smelter operators already have redundancy programs poised should Eskom not meet its end of the month deadline. It's so close. There's a day left, really. Those notices would put about 35,000 South Africans out of work. The tragedy here is a complete inability to make industrial policy around our strengths. Where we are strong in mining and in farming, the government expends much more energy on transformation rather than on growth. No new mine shafts here have been sunk in more than a decade. And where we are relatively weak in industries like steel that the old Afrikaner nationalists promoted to make them less dependent on a hostile world, well, we throw good money there after bad. Obviously, one hopes the president's investment conference goes well. Perhaps he'll have a surprise for us all when he speaks today on Tuesday, or when he closes it on Wednesday. These gatherings are important to him. Maybe his surprise will be to announce agreement on electricity tariffs for the ferrochrome smelters. That would be great, because it's a lot harder to start a new business than save an operating one. But somebody really has to take our industrial policies in hand. The state has way too many businesses on life support at the moment, and the politics are about saving jobs rather than cornering industries we may be good at and then growing them. Well, that's it for me, from me, this week. Short and sweet. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week. Until then, keep well and stay safe. Bye-bye.